Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we would love to thank them sincerely for their contribution. Want to thank Evan Thomas. Evan, thank you for getting us up and running on Twitch this morning and every morning. And he sent a very happy, he said, it's hump day, which is nice to remind one. And really, thanks to everyone. Thanks to all of the wonderful people who were calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Thanks to Dustin Rhodes. He's the executive producer of this show.
I've been a part of my own talk of my whole career. You know, I just haven't had a camera around or a mic boom to hear it, and I'm blessed for that.
I guess. Okay.
You should hear him. We put up our Christmas decorations yesterday on the front of the house. That was me screaming on a ladder every time I heard a finger in the cold.
You did that yesterday?
I cussed.
You waited until the coldest day of the, month?
I'm not the smartest cat going, but I did have a few minutes. Ray, thank you, buddy, for your contribution.
Collaboration.
Yeah, my wife collaborated with me, and there was foul language.
It's cold yesterday.
It was cold, and it's hard with your fingers in the cold. You wouldn't know. But what a delight to have Layla Rahimi back.
Oh, thank you.
I did, of course.
I apparently broke this laptop.
Did you see that? Is that Shane's?
I said that, yes. And Dan turned and looked at me as if I had ignored you. You know I can't.
No, I'm not back. I haven't gone anywhere.
I get it.
Dan doesn't take time off ever.
That's not true. Every once in a while.
No.
What do I have to do? I have nowhere to be. I have nowhere to go.
That's what I say.
Is that plugged in?
No, you have like 10 jobs.
Is it an energy issue? Or
No, it's an operator error.
You're fine.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It looks like it's fired up right now.
So I kept laughing at your hypothetical this morning from your son. Oh, or would a monkey rip your face off?
It was always tear your face off.
What was the hypothetical this morning?
Whatever it might be.
Right.
His was always, you know, would you rather, like we were talking about, I think we were talking about the Bears and watching the game, and would you rather do this or have a, what
it was talking? It was would you rather have bruised ribs or a broken pinky toe
on your left foot, by the way. How about,
oh, that's easy.
How serious?
That's,
well,
so
bruised ribs is worse,
so
right?
Easy.
Broken pinky toe by 100 times.
You can live without your pinky toe.
So David,
well, yeah, I guess you could.
Okay,
sure.
Big Lebowski,
you don't need your pinky toe. I mean, really.
This Ronnie Lott over here.
What purpose does it serve?
It's going to snap that sucker off.
People don't know this. David Haw actually was a member of the Yakuza in Japan for several years.
I said earlier, the poor man got teeth knocked out and went back in. Do you know that story? This is the original Duncan Keith.
Yeah, they know that story.
Let's see your teeth.
What, you weren't wearing a face mask?
No. I have false teeth. My two front teeth are false teeth, basically, because when I was 17... long story short, yeah, I had my helmet broken. I went to the sidelines. They didn't want to call timeout, so they gave me another helmet to get back in the game. The assistant coach tossed the helmet into, yelled my name. I turned. It hit me in the face.
In the face.
In the face.
In the face.
Knocked out the two front teeth. Then they called timeout. And then they called timeout. My head coach gave me some bubble yum.
Gum.
Back in the day, had some just in his pocket. Chewed the gum, put it in the mouthpiece, went back into the game.
Love bubble yum. A certain generation.
He played without
the people teeth. Our age remember the bubblegum wars, yeah. Too.
Yeah, those are some serious wars.
Bubblicious, yeah. And then when Hubba Bubba came out, they said that doesn't stick to your face when you blow the bubbles.
You would sue the coach. Let's be honest here. You would not play without your teeth.
I hadn't signed a waiver that says I'm allowed to be hit in the face by a flying helmet.
Well, it was
from
my
the
own.
The coach.
I turned and I looked and the helmet was just there. And I mean, so it just got knocked my teeth out.
What did they do to fix them? Because this tooth is not real.
Oh, Layla, I mean, I could bore you with the next hour. Every Saturday morning then, throughout the end of that was the end of football season. That was my junior year in high school. And then I would get them knocked out almost every Friday night following. And then the Saturday morning, I would go to the dentist to get temporary bonds. And then at the end of the year, they put in just caps, basically.
So I broke my tooth climbing up a slide because who should have permanent teeth at 8? And I did. And so like half of this tooth is porcelain.
That's very early
permanent
teeth.
I'm also the same size I was at in junior high. Like I stopped growing at like 11.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Genetically modified food, man. Had its benefits.
So you were this tall when you were 11?
Yeah.
See, Layla has been one thing I know that she knows which like mainstream products and or things that you ingest cause horrible things to happen. She's an encyclopedia of mainstream product side effects. Like,
I don't necessarily know
the state of California puts warning labels on everything.
That's for whatever reason. I'm saying it's like basically every shampoo or toothpaste or cleanser or medicine, she's now explained to me, is a reason why I'm going to die of some sort of bizarre wasting
Dan,
disease.
It just sounds like she's a veteran of local news because
news will scale you
of everything.
No, yeah. I mean, listen, it's a pretty simple list is what they say are like endocrine system disruptors, and I don't do a good enough job avoiding them either. And there are very valid side effects now with certain like pesticides and things of that nature. This is not
that stuff
hard
is
to find.
Delicious.
Unfortunately, I consumed it all anyway.
Right.
Like we all did.
Yeah.
But
why you stopped growing when you were 11?
That was very much genetics.
Okay.
I was supposed to be a little taller, like based on what they measure you as when you're younger.
Below average height or anything?
Uh-huh. I am below average height and probably intelligence. That's a talk radio job.
This job has made you dumber?
At least you didn't say it was like due to double stuffed Oreos or something.
Exactly.
That I'm going to find out also causes miniaturism of the cerebellum or something.
Listen, if companies are going to tell you they need to stop using them and then brag about it, it's not because they feel better about it. It's because there's a reason.
Like red dye for a while.
Phthalates would be one. Triclosan. Like look into it.
I'm not certain about this, Dan. But I think any guy that goes into a store and buys well-done bacon is probably a truffle. That's got
to
be.
Not well. You mean like expiring.
You go and get well-done bacon.
Not well-done.
Yes, you
crispy. Sometimes I do.
Crispy bacon.
Oh, yeah, like go back at Whole Foods. Back
yes.
Then. No, but
it was a nice trick. It was cheaper. To get bacon,
but remember,
and then you just
I want the spectrum. When I select bacon, I want one underdone gelatinous piece.
Ooh, that's got to be good for you.
Barely cooked,
yeah.
And then on the end, I want an overcooked piece, and then I want a perfect little sampling of everything in between, like color swatches when you're repainting your house.
There's nothing good about undercooked bacon, Dan.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the texture.
No.
Yeah, I used to love it when over an open fire, like on a camping trip, when you could never get it right in a cast iron pan and it would flip around and it would curl and you'd go over there with a stick and you would pull a piece of bacon and half the piece of bacon would be burnt, cast iron crisp and the other end would be raw.
I'm almost certain that's not good.
That was my favorite. That way, you put the whole piece in your mouth.
That does sound good when you describe it that way.
Yeah, you're just waking up. You're covered in mosquito bites. Yeah. You know?
If that were me, I would tear off the uncooked part.
Nah.
I just don't
like it. That's good for you.
I don't like
that. Cures what ails you.
I don't want chewy.
Puts hair in your
chewy
chest.
Bacon.
it's something about the whole thing.
Yeah, before you guys think that I'm like super chemical avoider, which I'm not, puts hair on your chest was definitely a phrase we had growing up. So there's that.
Is that a Texas thing?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. I think most American idioms at some point can be traced back to the
is it Texas?
To the fields, the oil fields somewhere.
Well, I laugh because of the phrase or because of the term BFE, which is referring to like being really far away. Yeah. And that originated here. Not here is in Chicago, but Illinois.
I thought it originated in a Florida Georgia Line song. BFE, yeah.
I don't listen to enough Florida Georgia.
I knew
Georgia
you. I know. I knew I'd probably get.
That's a little too bro country for you, isn't it?
It depends.
Tell you with
great concert, Dan. It's a great concert.
That the zipper was created in Chicago. The zipper. Zip up, zip down.
Was it the Columbian Exposition or something?
It's just, I just happen to know that fact.
I think that is pretty interesting.
I think it's pretty cool.
Isn't YKK still the industry standard there?
I don't know, but I know that the zipper was created in Chicago. Among the many things that we started.
That's a real point of pride. Like
What's wrong with a zipper?
The zipper's pretty handy.
Yeah.
Nothing, but you got to really love your sort of geographical history.
I did a tour of Chicago one time, and I called the city, and they emailed me a bunch of facts about
the press
the
kit.
Yeah, and I used it as I was on the bus, and I was like, the "Bathroom is in the back. If anyone uses it, remember the zipper was created in Chicago."
We should walk out on the bridge over here by the Sheraton, and as the architectural tour boats go by, you should
yell
stand there.
That to
yes,
them.
Yes, or hold the up zipper. A giant sign next to soap bubble guy.
Not today, though.
It's a little chilly too cold on that today. Bridge today.
Oh, yeah, I know, but Bubble Man's my guy. DeAndre is his name, and he has the bubble machine and the tour boats that go under. Always see him. The kids love the bubbles. And you could be next to Bubble Man, next to DeAndre. It could be just you reminding people that this is the home of the zipper.
I doubt
I'd
get money thrown to me. And then we'd get into an argument.
Or you could stand next to the QAnon people out on the Kennedy. Where is it? Is it Nagel?
I thought they were still down at the assassination site.
In Dallas?
The grassy knoll.
I think my wife's in Dallas right now, and she said she was going there for a wedding industry vendors convention party, probably going there waiting for JFK
Likely
Jr. to
story.
Show up. Or maybe she is JFK Jr. And she
is
just
it
didn't
Jr.
tell me.
That's showing up? I thought it was JFK the way you told
no,
us.
No, JFK Jr.
Because he didn't go down in the plane?
Correct.
And he's been waiting to just show up and...
Yeah, because didn't all this originate from that magazine he had, George or something?
Yeah, he made the magazine George.
But is that where it started?
What? I don't know. But I'm still stuck on this whole thing because Akron is the Zips. So
yes.
Aren't they the home of the zipper?
I don't know what Zips means. It's not
well,
it's
got to
be
the Zips.
Why would they be the Akron Zippers?
The Zips why come not? From zippers. It's an origin. That's why they call them the Zips.
But what did the word zipper mean before the zipper was created?
The Zips name comes from zippers, rubber overshoes made by B.F. Goodrich Company of Akron.
That's the answer.
Okay.
B.F. Goodrich.
So, there we go. So I mentioned that the city of Chicago sent me a fact, and you question it immediately.
I question it out of curiosity because I, with my Mid-American Conference trivia and bent, I knew that Akron were the Zips. Like, why would they claim Chicago's nickname? It should be the Chicago Zips, not the Akron Zips.
Why are the LA Lakers the Lakers?
Why Minneapolis?
Well, Minneapolis Lakers.
I know.
There's 10,000 reasons why.
Why is it because the Utah
but
Jazz?
But it still belongs to LA, even though it's Minnesota.
Well, they didn't move the university from Chicago to Akron.
Why are the Arizona Cardinals the Cardinals?
Because they're from here.
Because of a crimson sweater.
Of Illinois.
Because they bought the uniforms of the University of Chicago. And
but they're the Maroons.
They were the Maroons, and one of the players said they were all beaten up. And one of the players said, "What color are these? What is this?" And the owner said, "It's Cardinal Red," and they became the Racine Cardinals because they played on Racine.
And then they come back and they beat the crap out of the Bears. And then their social media person puts a weird phallic bean logo.
Why change the bean? Why turn the bean upside down? That was just weird.
Just post the score and say, hey, remember that time you guys played football this week? That'll do the trick.
Or
a monkey rips your face off.
What is the score? What is the score?
A cardinal pecks your face off very slowly.
What is the score of this coming game? Do you have any? Did you hear Michael Lombardi say that as he watched the Buffalo game, the only thing he could think of is what would Matt Nagy do?
If, you know,
instead of
I love Lombardi.
Three times.
I love Lombardi, and he is so good every week.
Yes.
But he is totally playing to the crowd.
Of course he is.
I don't think he gave Matt Nagy a second thought on Monday night when he's watching that game. I don't think he thinks about Matt Nagy except for Wednesday mornings at 7:20.
I think it's confrontational as Philly as hell, and I loved it. I thought it was perfect.
But when it comes to playing to the crowd, though, what's going on with baseball players, and when like Clint Frazier now is one thing for Marcus Stroman to do it. I don't know if you guys talked at all about it. It's like, oh my God, the level of pandering
that goes
on. Did
you read the story, though, that like apparently, and I haven't looked at this, but like on MLB Network, they're not really showing players anymore?
Oh, they don't
exist on the website.
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
They can.
Evan Drellick reported that. This is a petty choice on their part. They're saying they can't. There's nothing in any bylaw, any agreement that says they can't.
Well, from what I understood, they can replay games. But when it comes to video of individuals, it falls under name and likeness, and the agreement is with the league, not with the players.
Can we even talk about...
And the league is the one who negotiates the rights.
Can we even talk about Clint Frazier?
Yeah, apparently that's a myth that the league wanted people to believe
news doctor.
But they're just choosing to. Calcaterra wrote about it this morning that it was the Athletic that went through all of it and asked, why can't you do it? Like, well, we don't want to.
Well, I will say for at least, I believe certain regional networks based on the ownership structure.
Oh, the owners that own the networks?
The way the ownership is divided, that there are certain ones who cannot. Hmm. So that's why I say that. Because if you notice in that stupid legality, this goes back to your random facts, Molly, if you absorb it enough, it's always a product of Major League Baseball. And so that the game is, I think, different if it's an entire game, but like the individuals, that comes down to Major League Baseball having that agreement with the players.
Would you rather watch strike / lockout coverage?
It's lockout.
Okay, would you rather watch lockout coverage or have a monkey tear your face off?
Ooh, this is the one.
It's close.
A monkey or a chimpanzee?
It's you know what?
Because a monkey would take a while.
Well, it was monkey tear your face off. I don't know what to
There's no kid who's asking to distinguish between a monkey and a chimpanzee.
Because we used years ago, when what was that woman's name? Sharla?
Was Curious George
who got her face ripped off by the monkey. The chimp.
Question.
Remember the 220-pound chimp ate her face and ate her fingers and ate her toes.
I don't remember.
And we had the audio of it. And we used to play it.
When was that?
Whoa.
Oh, that was 03?
Is that it? Is that the video?
Remember she got a new face? And then they put that fake face on her. They sewed it on, and it was really awful.
Oh, my God. I don't obviously remember any of that.
No, but the second part of the discussion was Mully saying that he must have seen a video. So it's
I don't know where that one came from.
Yeah, Charla Nash.
What year?
And when did it rip her face off?
Oh,
this computer, I can't open anything on this.
This is why it's good to have a bunch of people be crowdsourcing.
Yeah, this computer's all
Dan,
messed
was
up.
Curious George a monkey or a chimp?
Curious George did not have a tail, correct?
There was something about that dude wearing yellow that bothered me. The man in the
man
yellow
hat.
That guy, there's something up there.
He was shifty.
He's shifty as hell.
It was February 16th, 2009.
That actually works. My kid would have been five.
What day in February?
It was
February 16th. He probably heard that story, and then that became some trigger in his head.
Yeah, Travis the chimp attacked 55-year-old Charla Nash, and it ate her face and ate her fingertips.
Oh, my word.
And we have the audio.
We have the audio.
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
We used to play the audio underneath Bad Bears callers.
What?
Yes, because we had the show Chimp that would eat your face if you had a dumb Bears caller.
You have disgusted Mully. Mully is quitting the show.
You've ruined a happy childhood memory.
You were here.
You've ruined it.
I just, I do picture his like happy enthusiasm knowing he discovered something gross.
We did it during press conferences. It was like the Vinnie Del Negro press conference. We played it when anybody asked some dumb question. We'd send out the chimp to eat your face.
Were you interviewing Brian Baldinger at the time?
Probably. Yeah. I was probably too drunk to remember.
It's a holy day of obligation. What do you have today? I got to go to church and pray that that's not why my kid used that term.
Oh my gosh, what if it came from Dan?
Yeah, what if he was listening?
He's going to leave forever. He's going to go become a Gregorian monk. What do we have?
Doesn't sound bad given the alternative employment these days.
At least I could read a book.
Exclusive Jakeem Grant content.
Oh, it's not exclusive. Stuff.
Oh, no, it's exclusive. And it's basically you got him on the couch and you talked to him and brought things.
Inappropriate.
You brought things out of him as an analyst, as a psychologist that I think now he can be shared. I think he bared his soul.
Here's what happened. My brain can't separate everything. So I just asked him the questions that we on the show wanted to know, and I got answers.
What time is that? I want to listen to that. That's great.
What time is that?
20 minutes from now.
Awesome.
All right.
Make it 22. I got to be in my car.
You'll be like actually getting communion at the time. Like in the middle of actual transubstantiation, you're listening to Jakeem Grant. Which could actually turn you into Jakeem Grant, now that I think about it, which would be awesome.
He was really fun to talk to.
Mike Florio, we got some Bulls stuff. We've got Midday Midway. We've got Hub Arca. She's going to take phone calls and things.
Great. Have a good show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.